Quebec, November.
Here you are.
Mr. Tom, KI4DOS Mobile.
I'm honored with your presence, first of all. Just going down to the Walmart, what do you call that market, Bernice? And, I was checking some of her, let me turn this radio down, Gary, I'm sorry. Hearing aid batteries. And they actually, the brand new ones come up with less voltage than is advertised on the, it says 1.45 volts. And I was getting 1.032 along in that area. And so that earphone goes to chirping in her ears on her hearing aids. But it's probably doing what the microprocessor's statistics were set up for. And I amped them, and they were pretty much the same. They're little tiny things. So, you know, they're rather hard to check. But I had a real good digital Fluke 87. So I thought, well, we'll just go buy a package of new ones. I usually buy them from Amazon, but they were, what was the brand on them? What was it? Energizer, I think. Yeah, one of the better ones, Railvac Energizers. Anyways, they were good batteries. But I just wonder if maybe they were selling me some older ones. But the date on there said 2025.
You don't need chirping in Miss Bernice's ears. That's not good. Or yours either, or whatever. I don't know if you use them or not. But don't need that. And I don't know why they would be less than they advertised, but, it's a good thing you checked them to see exactly what they were doing. And I loaned my Fluke to my son, lives in Charlotte, and that's been several years ago, and I don't have my Fluke at the house anymore. I've got I can't even tell you the name brand off it, right off the top of my head. It's the BTVM. You have to plug it in and all that stuff. It's a real good meter, but you have to let it warm up and all that good stuff. But I'm going to have to get my meter back from my son.
A tube drive meter. I remember those well. I never could afford one back when I was poor, real poor, in the old days. They had a zero center, I think, didn't they, Gary?
Yeah, they did. And like I said, I enjoy the meter. It works real well, but it's a pain to have to turn it on, let it warm up, and all that good stuff. And then once it settles down, it's very accurate, of course. But I miss my Fluke not having it to deal with. And I've got to get it back from my son. I'm going to go up there maybe next week or the week after. I don't know. I'll go up and visit him at hadn't seen him in, probably 6 or 8 months now, but he and his wife have been busy. One of them, I don't remember which one, I think it was his wife, tested positive for COVID. And of course, she got over that, and she had a real mild case of it. She didn't have to go to the hospital or anything like that, but I need to get up there and see him anyway.
Well, we got to visit with the daughter today, and I had to go down and get an MRI done, and as we was coming back, she stopped at one Waffle House, Denny's. I hadn't ate there in years, and it was very good up there on Wade Hampton. We really enjoyed that. Well, yeah, I couldn't keep house without my Fluke, and I had a 77, and my son-in-law, he had this Fluke 87. I'd always dreamed of having one of those. And they were about a $400 meter. And he had no idea what to do with all of the different true RMS and different things. And I had some pretty good ones. I had the first Simpson 360 back when I worked at that machine shop. And I had a heck of a time talking management into buying me that. And I still have a Simpson 260, and I still use it in places that it in my opinion, works better. I think the Fluke's 4,000 count. But you know, on certain things, for spikes, the analog meter shows it up quicker than digitals used to. And when the first digitals come out, I couldn't check inductive loads like on big generators and big motors because their windings were very, very low. Whereas this Fluke, it has a 0 to 200 range, and it'll check shunts, and you know what I'm talking about there, you know, a hundredth of an ohm or two hundredths of an ohm, I can't remember now, but they're very low resistance on big shunts, and it'll even do that. So I just love it, and it'll hold it, and you can zero out the meter leads and all of that stuff. But I no way anymore know how to use all of the extras on it. I'd have to read the book, and I don't know. I flunked hooked on phonics, Gary, so I'm not too much on reading books anymore.
Well, you know, you reminded me about that Simpson 260. I've got one of those in the closet. I bet the batteries are long been dead on it. I don't know if I can get it out and clean it up. Probably have to clean the batteries are probably leaked in it. It hasn't been used in so long, but I'll have to get out and dig through it and see what I can find. But I'm glad you reminded me of that. I'll have to get in there and dig through it and see what I can find. But I'm with you. There's so many new electronic things that come out, you know. The radios and all this is menu driven, and you got to read the book, and you got to turn 14 pages to, you know, you go from this page to that page over there and then back again, and I get lost. But anyway, I hope you and Miss Bernice find the batteries that you're going after. I've just arrived here back to the house. I went over to the restaurante and got my wife some supper tonight. She didn't feel like cooking. So I'm going to get it inside and let her have her supper. But y'all have a safe drive on down to where you're going and then back. Good talking with you, Tom. Don't talk to you quite often enough. But I enjoyed that little text message you sent me about the moles, by the way. Y'all take care, and I'll say 73 to you for now there, young man. Talk to you later. N0TRKI4DOS.
Hey, Roger, Gary. Pleasure's all mine. Well, the daughter give me that. She's as ornery as I am. I don't know where she got that. Must have been from Bernice. You know how wild she is. It's that button, Bernice, right there. Got to tell you a real quick story. I know you got food. I had a buddy that was the cheapest guy I ever knew in the world, other than maybe my neighbor. And anyways, I had the batteries leak in a Simpson 260 years ago. And back then, there was a warranty on Railvacs and Everettys and that for if they leaked, they would replace the device. Well, I didn't want to send it in. I don't like sending anything in or taking anything back. But finally, he convinced me of it, and it was $7 or $8 postage to send it back, and that hurt back then. So, you know, I sent that back, and I thought, well, I'll never hear from them. And about 2 or 3 months later, they sent me a brand new Simpson 260, and that's the one I still got, in the box, and the updated version of it. The only problem was it didn't have the 5,000 volt range on it. I guess guys had killed themselves using that. I love that, with the kind of work I did on tube drives and that. But they did send me a brand new one from Railvac or Everetti or whatever battery company it was, so now you know the rest of the story. You wouldn't be the first one to leave batteries in too long. I watch that anymore. Say hello to Joy, 73's Gary, KI4DOS, N0TR.
Yeah, I'll do it, Tom. I'm glad you were able to get you a new meter. That was a big plus. You know, they don't do that anymore. Anyway, y'all take care. 73, young man. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello. Talk to you later. N0TR, KI4DOS, mobile clear.
4HX, mobile.
Clear. Patrick's on the road. N0TR.
Bernice doing this afternoon, Tom?
Patrick, we're going down to the Walmart Market, not too far from there. I figured you was on the road home, so we won't be with you very long here, but I want to say good evening. I was just talking to Gary, KI4DOS.
Gary for lunch today. I talked to him earlier today.
I got to see him the other day and really, really enjoyed that. We had a great time. And couple other guys and had a nice visit. Yeah. It's always nice to
getting close to Walmart down there where the signal starts to drop out because I didn't get much of that last transmission.
Well, like, sometimes they got these PLC controllers that is not too good, or you could be in a bad spot. How was that one?
Earlier today, it seemed like the repeater was having a little trouble, too.
It has had lately. I'm here at Aldi's on Wade Hampton in Greer. You know where that's at, Patrick, not far from the Walmart market.
I don't know what's going on then. You shouldn't have a problem either. I don't know. It's one of them strange phenomenons.
We're moving now. We're right across from a Tesla. We could blame the Tesla for spurious harmonics.
Ain't no telling anymore. There's so much stuff out here that can cause electrical problems that it ain't even funny.
My neighbor, when they put in solar, I think their solar installation started messing up with my beverage antenna because it's never been the same since then.
Possible. I mean, LED lights mess with it from what I've heard. I've not experienced that, but I've heard it.
I think that's bogus. I don't think LEDs would do that at all. There's nothing there to generate harmonics, in my opinion. But I'm not an electrical engineer, but I bet if you ask somebody like Bill, or somebody that there's a lot of good guys on here, but in for IQ, and you want good information, that's the go-to source right there. He's just amazing. And before DJW, that's another one that's amazing. But there's nothing in a diode that would generate any kind of frequencies. It's just two dissimilar junctions and with a breakdown voltage. So I don't see that they could do it, Patrick. There's lots of other things out there that can. Used to be those high pressure.
I believe was what you were talking about. It broke up a little bit there. The old streetlight version anyway. Those would definitely cause some problems.
Yes, sir. Sodium and mercury vapor. And mercury vapor lasts forever, but the sodium, they had a finite life of about 20,000 hours. And towards the end of their life, they start short cycling. And so they go off, and when they come back on, they require that big pulse to get the arc started across the tube. And they were real nasty about making noise, for sure. Well, Patrick, we're sitting here in the parking lot. I got a fresh new wash job on my Tacoma, so I want to get home before I get it soiled. You have a good day.
Hi, Patrick.
There's the war department. Drive safely and have a good trip, Patrick. And somebody hearing from me, he's got a better attitude than I do because she's got a VW with the top down. See you later, Patrick. KO4HKX. in 0GR 73.
73 is Tom, Miss Bernice. Y'all have a good afternoon. Good to hear from you. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and listening.